We, yeah, it's going. You were bristling. So we were up to the Gemara in Arachin. Danny, do you have a marker? By the way, I forgot mine.
Yes, yes.
I have the name here. Okay, so firstly, I wanted to. We're going to think about the issue of this Amida the way the Ramban explains, because the Rambam himself explains the very same way. I thank Yehuda Gale for bringing to my attention the Rambam and the Perush on Mishnayos in Arachin, where he basically, his original Madura, before he introduced an extra two words, was exactly that of the Ramban Shita. And later on he went back, because we have the Rambam's autograph of the first five Siddurim of Mishnah Torah, meaning the Rambam's copy, hand copy of, he wrote the text of the Mishnah and his commentary in Judeo-Arabic. And the nice thing about that, if you look at Rav Kapach's footnotes, you'll see that when the Rambam went back and changed, made revisions twice, we can often see what he wrote first, because sometimes it's not erased enough, you know, to eliminate the original. So you can see how the Rambam changed his mind over time. In this particular case, the Rambam seems to have originally understood 7-11 like the Ramban, and then he changed his mind and holds 7-11 like the Rambam. But he didn't completely edit out his commentary. He didn't explain how the Pesachei Nida would work according to the later Rambam Shita. And the truth is, the Pesachei Nida don't work according to the later Rambam Shita, because as a matter of principle, Gail's going to disagree apparently in a moment, but as a matter of principle, for the Rambam, 7-11, that train goes on and on and on. Nothing changes it until the woman gives birth, okay? Except for that business about Tikva Vesis, which we don't really know what that means. And if that's the case, no matter how many days she doesn't bleed, that doesn't tell you anything about whether she's now a Nida the next time she bleeds. Right? For the Ramban Shita, we understand. The Ramban says that once 18 days have passed, then the clock is waiting until she bleeds again. Right? So for the Rambam, all you need to do is get, you know, something like you get 17 Nakiyim, and you know at that point that the next bleed must be Chilas Nida. But for the Rambam, the way the train travels is 7-11, wait. And then she bleeds, 7-11, and wait. But for the Rambam, the train goes 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, never stops. So no matter how many days she doesn't bleed, you're never going to know where she is in the 7-11 cycle. Yehuda.
So I think I talked to like half this year, a bunch of people seem to agree with me. So I came to the conclusion after we talked that the Rambam thinks that any time you bleed during the 7 days of your last cycle, it starts at day one of the 18-day cycle. Meaning the Nachman between the Rambam and the Rambam would be only on like day 28, let's say, after...
Slowly, you got to explain
slowly. So let's say you bleed day one, then you count 7 and 11, let's say you bleed 3 days into the next 7.
You bleed day one. Okay, that's the first time she bleeds.
Yes, it's 7.
Yeah.
Then you wait 7.
No matter what happens, then you have 11 days.
Then, after that, you're in Yemei Nida. If she bleeds during Yemei Nida, like say day 20 or 24, which are the two numbers he gives, then it's day one of the new 18-day cycle. It's a new vessel.
I understand what you're saying.
And that way, but the Nachman between him and Ramban, if you say day 28 or whatever, when you're in...
I understand what you're saying, and I think that's totally impossible. How do you read that in the Rambam's words, that she, Olam counts 7-11, 7-11, 7-11?
It works kind of well. Should I read the
so he thinks that's what he means, oh, care about
it. It's involved a lot of that and a lot of that. So in a lot of above, Kesad, literal beginning, is that just explaining Shas Vesta, or is it saying there is a new La?
No, it means that's, doesn't mean it's a new thing.
Alright, and in A?
I mean, I agree with you, by the way, that the, what halacha were you reading?
I was reading Bet, but Hey is more...
Okay.
That's
Vav.
Okay.
Is, I think, the Beri's Yehuda's thing, because unless he thinks that there's a 1% chance that she's going to bleed exactly during the Yemei Nida for her entire
life. I believe that this, in theory for the Rambam, that's the line.
Yeah.
I know, so I said this to many of you. I just don't really know what that means, because that's, if you haven't learned Vestas. Okay, so this is not fair, because you haven't learned Vestas yet. But when you learn Vestas, when you come back after we've done Vestas, you're going to look at this and say, there's no way that the Ramaphosa means what you just said. I really believe that. In other words, so I agree that the crucial line, I don't know, honestly, by the time we're finished with Shir, I don't have an answer for the Rambam. I really don't know. Neither did the Ramban. There's literature in the Achronim that I haven't read, but I can point
what
you
I'm
to.
Saying is the Yerach HaShocham, basically.
What's that?
What I'm saying is the Yerach HaShocham. If I'm understanding
it correctly. Okay, so I will look over Shabbos. I will try to look, you know, I wasn't going to press this further, but I will try to look through the Yerach HaShocham. There's also a long Arichos in the Chavis Das, I think. Which is a safer printed in the back of your it's Chavis Das is really like, I think he has the Shulchan Aruch and then his commentary around it. So you take a look there, because that's what he spends most of Simen Kof Pei Gimel doing. He's trying to explain the Shita of the Rambam, right? But I see it very hard to see that in the words of the Rambam. I agree that those are the crucial words. Whatever the solution to explaining the Rambam, what he meant, I think it must lie in that, but that line is like sort of run over with a steamroller by V'chein la'olam kol yameha 7-11, right? You left. Ruvain?
What's really bizarre about that, I can't think of any other support for this
Shita
of the Rambam, in Chet Aleph, when he talks about this stuff, it might be 20 days or 24 days. How can that be the standard time, and yet the standard cycle he talks about in Parak Vav is 18 days?
So I agree. Listen, a couple of you said to me, the Rambam just makes no sense. And what they meant by that was, I mean, there were a few more words that were used. They meant, in other words, presumably the 7-11 corresponds in some sense to biology, because the Torah says a woman bleaches and needs 7 days. The definition of Zava is below Es Nidasa. Right? Presumably, you know, the Ramban at the end, when he attacks the Rambam who claims that a child resets the process, you know, Levis resets the process, the Ramban says, it would be nice if he had a source for that, like a pasuk, right? So the makor for Ad Shetayakar Veses Liomacher would be below Esnidasa, but in the very first place, that should have meant that the Ramban is correct, right? In other words, because 18 days should be the way the Rambam originally formulated in Arachin, in the Perish HaMishnayis, which is Lopachos. Never less than 11 days, you know, between the end of the 7 Nida and the next Nida cycle. What he added, the two words that he added in the later version, was Velo Yoser. That's where we get into the problem. The Lopachos part, we understand, it makes a lot of sense. Right? Because if a woman bleeds that close, she's probably not getting her period again. So I admire the valiant attempts to, and I believe you've correctly textually isolated the solution to the problem, but I still don't understand what the solution would be.
This answer also works with the question we asked Bernie Sander about in the 4-4-1 day,
okay.
64, because then all those loan cases would be low.
Okay. I'm waiting on you, Sprung, because I'm about to kill you, guys. No, they're about to kill you. 1 second. Danny?
I mean, just in opposition, student opposition to the official Sanchita, if that's correct, that the within the Shia Semeha Nida, that the Nida, that the Yemei Nida can restart, how would you read Behalacha Moshe Sinai Shein Bein Zman Nida Lez Tzimim Bein Zman Nida Lez Man Nida Elach Aratzor Yom Belbat?
Because it would have been...
Meaning then there winds up being 11 plus 7 minus X.
I'm going to add in just another detail from the Metzias perspective. First, just so you know, while maybe you've solved a little bit of the Rambam, from a pragmatic perspective, even 25 days is it's not unheard of, but it's on the short end. Most women do not have a period that short.
So by her second period, she's going to be a
Zubba. Okay, the typical Metzias was probably 28, 29, or 30 days.
So he says 20-24 is typical
Metzias. No. He doesn't say it's typical Metzias. He gives an example. Okay, I think the reason why the term menses comes from month, right? And there are lots of people, even though there's no scientific basis to this, who assume that somehow the moon has an impact upon it, right? So I think that it's true today. You know, you read the article, you know, by Malcolm Gladwell, right? The 28 days was picked for a reason, because it was typical. It was typical within a day or plus or minus a day. Okay, so the answer is yes, but this aspect didn't. I mentioned to a few of you, when you read the poskim,
I mean, you read the Rishonim, you read the Torah Shulchan Aruch, you read even some of the Achronim. The assumption seems to be that most women have a Veses Kavua. Now, you have to understand Veses Kavua, a fixed cycle, what it means for us, what it means for a doctor, if you have to talk to a doctor, versus what it means in Halacha, two very different things. If a woman gets her period, you know, all the time, and cycles vary from, I don't know, 27 to 35 days, doctors would probably call that a regular period. Halachists would certainly not. You know what a regular period is for halachists? 29 days, 29 days, 29 days, 29 days. That's what a Veses Kavua is. Or it's always the 16th of the month, which, you know, alternate days, kind of like the moon itself, right? Now, I just will tell you that I haven't collected personally enough data, but what seems to be matzoi from people I talk to today is that with the exception of women who are using hormones, Veses Kavua is kimat not found. Now, I have a suspicion that environmental issues, both in terms of chemicals in the environment, you know, endocrine disruptors, and the fact that we don't sleep the way we used to sleep. We don't sleep properly or normally. In other words, we don't have the double sleep at night. Instead, we have probably not enough sleep, and we tend to sleep more like one period of sleep, but not the way the human beings evolve. Some of you may not be familiar with this, but if you're interested, I can point you to the literature on this. It's a function of industrial age lighting, artificial lighting. So I suspect that those two things have probably had an enormous impact upon it. That's my guess. I'm sure that when the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch talks about this, and there's some say explicitly, most Nashim and Veses Kavua, I don't think I have to assume that they're correct in terms of their observation of Metzias, which, by the way, is also surprising because one of the things that can have an impact, but I guess not such a huge impact, is nutrition or lack thereof. So is it possible that changed? Yes, but I think in the origin of the term itself implied it was a monthly phenomenon. And the whole question of people thinking it was tied to the moon, so I think it's unlikely that in the Rambam's day it wasn't, you know, tied to pretty close to the month. That would be my guess. So I don't think the Rambam, I would agree with you, this is the kind of Metzias that almost certainly you can say Nishtanu Atvam, it's Shayach just even from a biological perspective, but I don't think it actually is correct here. Ron?
Just in relation to a little Moshe Sinai issue.
You don't want to make the presentation that you were talking about during Seder?
People gave it for me.
I was expecting something. I was.
I was ready to bring him up here and have the walls tear him apart.
Because no,
I didn't understand what he was talking about. Okay, so ask your question, guys.
No, I think if you just read the Rambam as addressing the weirdness of 11 days by saying it's a little Moshe Sinai, right, because you would think, oh, this is like a biological phenomenon. There is, right, Har Yimei Shiva, you know, for Nida, and then there's however long it happens to be Har Yimei Zeva, and then it starts again. But the Rambam is making a comment about Yimei Zeva. What he's saying is that with Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, it can only be 11 days. And now he agrees with the Ramban that you enter a time which are Ru'uyin to be Yimei Nida. If she bleeds from that time, even though it's not her Veset, we're going to call it Nida. Because we're going to look at what we should be told.
Yes, but what if she bleeds on day 26? 7, 11, 7, now you start the first and next 11.
If she doesn't bleed consistently, so then she doesn't have the Beset. The Rambam was only using 18 because the Gemara is insisting on it, probably because he holds there's a lot, meaning at least in his book, was a lot.
But the Ramban also is using 18. He just sees 18 as the minimum, not a maximum also. The Chiddush of the...
He's just limiting Ziva. He's not limiting or how...
No, but then he wouldn't say that a woman counts from the day she first gets her period till the day she dies, she counts 7, 11, 7, 11, 7,
yes.
And it's very clear, both his presentation on the Perush HaMishnayos in Nida and in the Mishnah Torah. I don't see how you get around that.
And then it would be irrelevant to say that there's a Tifat Dam. The fact that he needs to sit in there something biological means that this whole scenario is...
Well, what are you talking about? What's the Tifat? Just tell me where you're...
Halacha Bet. Even if she just sees a small tipa, therefore establishing that she's still actually following her veset at this time. If she didn't bleed at all, he would delay it.
No! No! Why does he say tipa rishona bilvad?
Even if it's just a tipa and she doesn't bleed for a bunch of days.
Correct. As you read the Torah, you think she has to bleed for 7 days. The Rambam is saying it doesn't matter whether she bleeds 7 days times 24, 7 times 24 hours, or she bleeds 1 second. It's all the same. That's all he's saying.
If she would magically not bleed, for months on end that she wouldn't be Nida.
So what's
of course
Nida?
Not.
What's
yeah.
okay.
Even the crazy Ramashita doesn't think that.
Yeah. The Ramashita, you can be stuck in the endless loop of 7-Eleven, but if she doesn't bleed, she's Tahora. Nobody...
So then what's the point of Yemei Nida? It's that it's really...
So then when is it
is
Nida?
Addressing,
no,
is addressing
the point of Yemei Nida is that if she bleeds in Yemei Nida, from that day, including that day, she's Tabea 7 days. Whereas for the Rambam, let's say she bled once, 7-11, no bleeding after that. 7, no bleeding. She bleeds in the next 11, day 27. For the Rambam, she doesn't need... She only needs Shemar Seon Kenegadu.
No.
Yes. That's the point. That's the whole point.
Read Halacha Daled carefully. Yitzi, read Halacha Daled carefully, and then explain what the liminal period between what the period.
He went to Gush.
What the period is between how you would name the period between the start of Shivasi Meinida and when the actual blood comes, when according to this reading of the Rambam, you'd restart Nida. What would you call that period?
If the second seven, she didn't bleed. The Rambam says they called Yemida Bein Rasan, Bein Lo Rasan. And the point is that 7-11, now the next seven, whether she bleeds or not bleeds, it's called Yemei Nida. After that, it's not Yemei Nida.
It's meaning that if she bleeds now, in, let's say presumably in a regular case, contradistinction to her Beset, we're going to be tole on Nida. Meaning, it's true, normally she doesn't bleed yet, but now that we've entered into the 19th day, we call it Yemei Nida again, meaning that when we have a bleeding, we're tole on Nida.
So here's the problem.
Extended or short.
No, my problem I have, Yitzi, is that Halacha Vav, he says, you keep counting 7-11, ad sheyi okir ha-veses le'olacher. What you guys are saying is right, the Aruch Shulchan, the Ikar's Chaser Menav Sefer, the Rambam should have started by saying that if she has a Veses, you count like the Ramban. If she, you know, that's like, and, but if she doesn't, if she just bleeds randomly, right? You know, I mean, you understand, by the way, the Gemara in Daf and Dalet is not a real Metzias. I mean, perhaps I haven't investigated the annals. I doubt that you find any women who bleed a day. Bleed 2 days, then have 2 clean days. Bleed 2 days, 2 clean days. I suspect the, obviously.
Some sort of hormone imbalance.
If that's happening, they should probably see a doctor.
That is true.
Well, yeah,
that is true. But I don't think the Gemara was positing that as a likely scenario. In fact, I would challenge you. Go ahead. You could ask Rav Google Shlita. I'm sure he's not probably going to give you any answers in this particular issue. I find that highly, highly, highly unlikely that you're going to find such a metzias. Like that.
Well, you might find him.
I think
it just might not be true
that we should read it in the context of biology. Meaning he's giving the scenario Gemara gives, and the Ikar is indeed Chaser Min HaSefer.
No, but he's not giving that scenario that, and it, later he talks about that Gemara elsewhere, not including on the sheet. The Rambam quotes all the Gemaras.
I just say it's like not so hard to read him that way. It's true. It looks like he's pushing it hard, but it's because he's like... You know, especially the Omen Bible,
okay.
Would be a neutral
okay.
term.
I'm not gonna fight anymore. We're gonna go on. I hear the suggestion, Huda.
I agree that the suggestion is very bad, and I
also don't want to give
you credit.
I don't think this is fully off shelf in case I missed it. I only looked at it very briefly.
I only looked at it off shelf very briefly, so
yeah. That's why I said I think it's an off shelf. I didn't introduce it that way. Also, I think that it's still better than reading it how you're reading it. So you're reading it, as the Bob points out, makes no sense at all. Well, it doesn't even resemble anything that could possibly work at all. And it just makes it random whether you're Zava or Nida.
By the way, I want to point, did you do the Gemara in Daf and Dalet Amud Beis?
Until the Mishnah, yeah.
All the way to the end of the parak?
Yeah.
Okay. You know that there's a line in the Gemara there, the way Rashi reads it. The Ramban reads it differently. You know there's a line the way Rashi reads it, which is the Rambam Shita.
Yeah,
the Gemara rejects it ultimately. The bottom, about the way Rashi understood the kasha about why is the 15th day mutter, right? That actually is very much, sounds like the Rambam Shita. Rashi himself clearly and whole doesn't hold that way because the Gemara ultimately answers it. But the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara's answer doesn't explicitly reject the Rambam Shita, right? But the presumption in that question, not the Ramban, I think the Ramban is a much better reading as far as I'm concerned. And obviously he had that reading because he saw the question. But that line in the Gemara could have read like the Ramban. You know, explicitly assuming the Rambam Shita, assuming you have a woman who's a Zava, never has, what the Ramban cannot have is a woman who was a Zava but wasn't a Nida right before. Right? For the Ramban, the only way to have Ziva is the three days with an 11, which was preceded by 7 days of real nida, bleeding. For the Rambam, right, you can have Ziva without any bleeding in the prior nida period.
To my explanation of the Rambam too.
What's that?
It's true according to my explanation of the Rambam too. You could have no bleeding.
His isn't the same as Yitzi's.
Well, no, but that would be fine for the Rambam, you mean?
Yeah.
Agree, but at points, the Gemara is mashma, whichever interpretation of the Rambam. You're saying the Rambam would just be crazy. And I would tell you, if the Rambam can find a couple of Gemara that support his position, he can argue it's a machlokas between different sugars.
I understand that, but I'm not saying that's the problem.
Which, by the way, would have been wonderful, except for the fact that he quotes Pesachei
Nida. But that's not only my problem. My problem is that the Rambam himself says things like the Lo'olam, and like what he says that a normal example of Eset is too long, according to him. Those things the Rambam, if the Rambam was self-consistent, how you're saying, I'd be fine.
No, but on the Vestos of the 3, 3, 4, 4, those women, the Rambam explains those.
No, he says Lo'olam, and it's not Lo'olam, like Sam was saying.
No, if it would be Star Chav Shochan.
No!
According to Chav Shochan, it would be. I'm saying, according to your explanation of Rambam, it would not be Lo'olam.
But he himself says it's not.
For Arba?
No, he says Lo'olam.
On Arba.
Yeah.
No, it works for the Rambam the way it does. We'll bring up the, when we get there, which I doubt will be today. I'm going to bring up the sheet and show you. Oh, we found one. There was one. Was there one day or something?
Day 64.
In four.
Right.
Something else.
That was part of that.
Right. So he never explained that. What?
That was part of the Rambam's. That is part of our Rambam's difficulty. It's true that, like, for the first 48 days, it's true that there are 15, but then it's an arbitrary cutoff point.
No. Their point had a different problem. The Gemara says 15 out of 48, or Revi'a Meha. The Rambam answers those questions. You may not like his answers. The Rambam says that 18 is a quarter of 126, or approximately. Kimo Revi'a, right? You may not like the answer, but the Rambam was aware of it, so you see that he was consistent the way he interpreted it. And the same thing is true when he says only the first 48 days, 15. Again, the Rambam knows it's a problem and reads the Gemara that way. The real problem they're raising is on the 4, 4, 4, 4, this one day that comes in for the Rambam.
Two days.
Okay. I had it correctly on the sheet, and that's a problem, because the Rambam says Leolam, right, in the Mishnah Torah. That's a problem.
And also that he says that the normal Vesed is 20 to 24 days. That makes it just biologically ridiculous.
Okay, so can you read me that Rambam? Do you have the Rambam in front of you?
Don't
bring it up again.
I had a good response for that.
I just want you to know, just because he's a Shear assistant doesn't mean he has to be on my side. But he's smart anyway.
Okay.
Come on, we had a lot of fights last year. He's just giving examples.
He is, but all of his examples are way somewhat above the days that he gave, which means it'd be extremely unusual case according to him. If the range is 2024 plus or minus a few days, I mean, it's almost never would you have the 18-day cycle.
I'm not arguing with that. We agree on the following. 18 days was not a typical cycle in the Rambam's time.
Now, that comes to you ludicrous, even according to the Rambam. I think even though you have your explanation...
Had he said, Osha tikva lo vesas, I might have agreed with you. He said, take oker vesas leomacher. So what is he... That's the language in halach above. That's what bothers me.
I agree our explanation is bad. I just think yours is worse. That's the only argument.
I'm not trying to...
agree our explanation is bad.
I don't have an explanation. I'm just taking the Rambam. I'm taking him for what he says at his word. You're making your kintas in the Rambam.
Yes, but he's somewhat bad at what he says.
That's okay.
I think a lot of people are assuming is that there should be some... that there should automatically be some correlation between the... between the calendar. But like either way, you have to hold one thing fixed and you have to hold one thing and you have to have one thing variable. Either you have and neither one of them is necessarily like the intuitive thing to do. Either you have the calendar be fixed and you have when the nida falls out the calendar be variable, or you have it be fixed that whenever you start bleeding whenever you start bleeding within like a normal framework, then that becomes nida. And then the calendar when that happens in the month, that be variable. So either way, like one thing has to be fixed and one thing has to be variable, either the calendar or the biology, and like it's not necessarily intuitive that like one should be the case and one should not be. So for the Rambam, that's not the hard one.
Okay, so we're gonna have to agree to disagree. Yuri.
According to
according to the Rambam, what happens if she like bleeds on the fifth day of the Nida cycle? Next 7 days called?
So he would say the following: she is a Nida no matter what for 7 days total. But bleeding that takes place and then would be called Dam Ziva. So if she bled 3 days consecutively there, she would require Shiva Nikiyam.
Okay.
That
and
should
let's
be
say
the
she
outcome.
She bleeds on like fourth, fifth, and sixth day and then stops bleeding, but she still has to wait into the Zava period. So is that going to be called the Shiva Yamei Nida inside the Zava cycle?
It's not really, wouldn't call them Yamei Nida, but she'll be Asura as a Nida even though there's no bleeding. Really? Do we have to, or can we?
I just want to explain how I think the Rambam would read his own halacha halachot, I guess. Or how the Rosh Hashanah would read halacha halachot.
Okay.
So, because he says whether or not she saw blood, right? But the idea is that it's nivnei ma nekrai yume nida, nivnei shei uyin le nida. The idea is not that they're automatically actually putting her in a state of nida. The idea is that it's uyin to be nida. And that does automatically occur because you made Ziva, Halakhun, which we see, I can never extend past those 11 days. Okay, that's limited in a very formal way. But now biology takes over now that we're over, and you're in Yamei Nida, which can expand past 7 days. And as soon as she starts bleeding, it sets off
the... Excuse me, excuse me. You with the Rambam.
Yitzi, he's going to go... If you go on...
I did go on.
To Halakha Vav. Forgetting about what you do with actually Akar Havesis Liomacher, Tispar Liolam, Shiva Mitfilasim Vesis, Vacharem Achasar, Vacharem Shiva, Vacharem Acharasar. Liolam. Doesn't matter whether she bleeds or not.
It's just a scenario. It just happens to be the basic scenario in the Gemara. And it explains all the halachot, and it corresponds to the calendar.
The Rambam says, no matter what, Liolam, you count seven, bleeding, no bleeding.
Unless her vessel moves, which would be a meaningless statement
unless
she is
uprooted.
And let's say, again, you're assuming that her vessel until now was 18 days?
In this scenario, it's not a medical statement, it's just a legal statement that sheds light on...
So again, I ask you, why this is such a... If what you're saying is correct, then he holds like the Rambam.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, don't you think he could have stated the normal scenario first? In other words, 18 days is cannot not found. Don't you think he could have spelled out a normal case?
Also, the Ramban clearly didn't read the Rambam like
that. Right, that in itself is not proof. Right? I agree with you. The Ramban didn't read the Rambam that way. I think the Ramban read the Rambam correctly. I do. Not because just because the Ramban is smarter than I am and because he's a Rishon and I should show reverence, but because I think he read the Rambam correctly. But obviously, if the Rambam is to be saved, there must be an interpretation that he meant otherwise, but I don't know what that is. Zach.
I guess there's a line in Halacha Vav, means every single day.
I know, but some people don't want to take the Rambam at his word.
I'm saying that line in particular has no use there unless it means exactly
every day.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Read horizontally.
Okay. I would like to move on. I'd like to go through the stuff in Arachin. It should be relatively quick. And by this point, those of you who've really been into it, which is hopefully all of you, will now be sufficiently familiar with the Ramban's view and the 7-Eleven that Pischei Nida actually is quite simple. Okay. We have a woman. The Gemara said. Tana Rabbanan, I'm going to take the liberty right now of reading, but at some point I'll ask someone to spell me. Tana Rabbanan, Toa Sha'amra Yom Acha Tamei Ra'isi. A woman says that I bled one day. I don't know anything what happened in the days before. It's possible she bled the last 30 days in a row. It's possible she bled the last 10 days in a row. It's possible that she hasn't bled for a month except for that one day. But I know I bled yesterday. That's all I know. So how many days does she need to establish that that a bleeding will be Pesach Nida? Not that she's Tahor Labayla, but it'll be Pesach Nida. The answer is Pischa Shiva, Yomachar Pischa Shivasar. Why? Because it's possible that that, in fact, is the first day of Nida, and therefore the next bleeding that will begin a Nida cycle will be day 19. In other words, she needs 17 clean days, that's day 2 through 18, and if she bleeds on day 19, the cycle starts again. Alex.
Might be an honest statement, or I'm missing something, but just to clarify, the Rambam...
As Yehuda pointed out well to me, the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos in Arachin explains exactly the way the Ramban would explain. Right now, which makes sense anyway, because he originally certainly held like the Ramban. But when he went back and added in the two words, O Yoser, he didn't make any other changes, which is odd. Now, Yehuda would state, would argue that that's proof that obviously the Rambam could work with that, however you work it out. The Ramban just writes, if I may quote that part of the Ramban, such an interesting formulation. Utmehani alav, im hevir einav bepisrei deva mesech asarachim. The Ramban says it. Right? I didn't say that.
He has the great pun in the last line also. Yidavu kol hadavayim shatar mishtakachas.
Oh yeah, that's deliberate, yes. So anyway, so I love that. They never bothered to look at the Sugyan Arachin. Okay. So the answers out to you are correct. Right, because the point is for the Rambam, no amount of bleeding or non-bleeding is going to tell you where you are in 7-Eleven, because 7-Eleven is a runaway train that never stops. You know, until you figure out what Achi Te'akar Havesis means. Sam?
So I don't necessarily fully understand the Magen Mishnah, and even after the Magen Mishnah gives his answer, he says, yeah, the Ramban is probably right. He says that since she forgot, we treat it as if she's an Oker Vestat, so just to make sure she's not like us or forever.
Well, the problem is, I want to suggest maybe the Rambam believes there's some, you know, halachah b'shem Sinai, that if a woman doesn't know where she is, that constitutes a reset as soon as you can establish something. I don't know.
That's what the Magen Mishnah makes it sound like.
Okay. So one day we understand why Nietzsche 17. Shnei yamin tamir isi pischa shivasar. Why does she, Yossi, I'm sorry? Sure. Doesn't change the status. In fact, I want to say something very interesting about the Rambam Shita, which I didn't put the halacha on here. Sam found it for me, which I had learned previously, and you see it on the charts. The Rambam believes that if a woman is a Zava trying to count Shemini Kiyum, and let's say in the Rambam Shita, she counts 3 days, and then she reaches the 7 days of Nida, if she bleeds during that time, it doesn't undo the three clean days she had. In other words, if she doesn't bleed during Nida, the Gemara says, b'feva shir, you may Nida she'ina roa bahen, Ola olam olam meizivasa, right? Counts for shivan akiyim. But if she bleeds during the days of nida, it doesn't undo the count. It just doesn't count.
So the count cuts spill over into the nida days.
Only for our benefit, not for our detriment. Yeah. Which is, by the way, interesting because the Rambam then has a concept that you can have shivan akiyim which are not ritzufim.
I forgot. Why is it 17 days? Why isn't just 7 days? She's either a Zava or a Nida.
The Gemara will ask. To be Tahor Labayla, you only need Shivan Akim. Period. Manushach. Either she's out of Nida now. But we want to know that, the crucial point is what is the minimum number of clean days she needs to know that the next time she bleeds is the beginning of an Nida cycle.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, why Shneyam and Tamei Ra'isi? Why is it Kishcha Shevasar?
Even if it was day 18 before the Nida started, you don't need Shimur Yom Keneged Yom for that last day.
Correct. No, I don't. What you said was not accurate. It doesn't matter. Even if you require Shimur Yom Keneged Yom, it has no impact upon the bleeding. I'm going to formulate the correct answer is, the reason why you need 17, there are two possibilities. Either the first day of these 2 days was Nida, or three possibilities. Either the first day was Nida, and therefore she bled 2 days, she only needs 16 clean days. Or the first day, or both days were, let's say, the last 2 days of the Yurches Yom, and she didn't become a Zava Gedola, so she doesn't need any days. And there's the next time she bleeds. If she bled day 17 and day 18, she's not a Zava Gedola, so now when she bleeds, whatever it is, even the next day, is Pesach Nidasa. She needs zero. But it's also possible that the first of the 2 days she bled was the 18th day of the previous cycle, and then the second day that she bleeds is the first day of the new 18, and that's why she needs 17 more clean days. To be sure, to be certain that she... So in other words, based upon the three scenarios, she either needs 0, 16, or 17, and this is a max function. It's the maximum amount of days according to any of the different scenarios. Right? To be Tahor Labayla, 7 days for sure suffices. But, and remember, by the way, one crucial point also, she does not... There's another possibility. The other possibility is that she actually bled day 16, 17, and 18, but she didn't know. In other words, she only knows that she bled these last 2 days. She has no idea what happened before. If that were the case, she would require Shiva Nikim, 7 clean days, and then it would be a new Pesach Nida. So it could be 0, it could be 7, it could be 16, it could be 17. You take the largest amount. Because we want to know how many days does she have to be Tahora, to not be Roh Adam, to be certain that the next time she bleeds will be a new Pesach Nida of a 7-11 cycle. Alex?
And the whole point of this is that we want to know because that way we can be made
on this. We today don't care.
Right, right, right.
They cared. Because A, you don't want to have more days to be Asura than the other. B, you have to know about bringing carbonos.
But I'm asking, are there any other options?
No, I don't think so. You did, yeah?
You mentioned that all she needs would be Shiva Nikim to be with her husband again.
Yeah.
But and we don't couple that with Tuma, meaning even though for Tuma Tower purposes, she still observes, presumably, the full time.
Oh, no. You're right. If she has Shiva Nikim, she will now be Tahora for Tuma Tower as well. But the problem is the next, let's say she bleeds now 3 days. Does that make her a Zava? And she needs to bring a carbon, or does it just make her a nida? And she's just, in other words, and will she need Shiva Nikim to come Torah, or just if she bleeds 3 days, 4 more days, bleeding or not bleeding?
So after Shiva Nikim, within the 17-day period,
she's Muteris Labaila and she's Tahora Lataras, but the next time she bleeds, if she hasn't had 17 days, she doesn't know now what her status is.
She brings a carbon to Safi?
We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll talk about it quickly, but in a moment. So now let's just go through scenarios. If Shlosha Yamim Tomei Raisi, still Pischa Shivasa. Why? Because the 3 days that she bled could be 17, 18, and 1. And therefore, she needs 17 more clean days to get 2 through 18. And then day 19 will be a new Pesach. Now finally the numbers start to decline. From 4 onward, almost till the end, the short rule of thumb is?
-1.
Add up to 20. Yes. Four, she requires 16. You know why? That's simple. Okay? By 4, she requires 16 for the following reason. If the 4 days included 3 days of Ziva, at least, then how many days does she really... Let's say it was days 16, 17, and 18. How many days does she really need the Pesach Nidasa?
7.
Right? However, it is possible that those were the first 4 days of Nida, in which case, how many days would she need? 14. But it's also possible that it was days 17 and 18 were the first 2 days, and then 1 and 2 were the next 2 days. If that's the case, how many days does she need?
16.
She bled. Day 17 and 18 we can ignore, Adin. You're right, in theory, before she bleeds on day 1, it might require Shemur. In fact, almost certainly, but not everybody holds that way. But... it doesn't matter. She becomes Anita. You need 16 clean days. She would be standing right here. Now remember, you can't... Why is it impossible that she should need 17 clean days?
Because she would be a Zava Gedola.
In other words, the only way to get 17 clean days is to say that this is the first day of Nida. But if this is the first day of Nida, now this is 16, 17, 18 now. She's a Zava Gedola. She only needs Shiva Nikim, and that's for Pesach Nida also. So the only way to get it is 2 and 2. So you can therefore disregard the two last to the first 2 days that she bled. You throw away because they're Yemei Ziva. They don't affect Pesach Nida. Now she bled days 1 and 2. You need 16 days. You sure?
But it's not that it's now Mavar Mafreya what it was.
Correct.
It's just how we can move on forward.
Correct. That's all. That's what Pischei Nida is about. Let's just be misaking things. It's often, not always, a helpful approach in life. It's sometimes not dwelling on the past and just moving forward. I'm not saying there's now the time. There's such a thing as when you make tshuva now. Dwelling in the past has a role, but some people get stuck in the past. All right, so here we don't want to get stuck in the past. We just want to move things on to the future. Alex?
If it's 16, 17, 18, 1.
If it's 16, 17, 1, it's not 1. She's a Zava Gedola from 16, 17, 18. She doesn't. She needs Shiva Nikim, but once she has Shiva Nikim, now she has a Pesach Nida. She'd only need 7 clean days.
I had a question, but I
didn't. Okay, fine. Next, if it's day 5, I don't have to read. How many days do you need for 5?
15.
Why? Because there are effectively 2 scenarios we care about here. It either could have been 17, 18, 1 and 2, or 17, 18, 1, 2, and 3. If it's 17, 18, 1, 2, and 3 are the days she bled, how many clean days does she need?
15.
15, right? If, however, it's 16, 7, 18, 1 and 2, how many clean days does she need?
7.
Because she's a Zelva Gedola, so 1 and 2 are totally irrelevant. 1, 2, and 3. Okay? V'chaina, v'chaina, v'chaina. Now, we get to, let's get to towards the end. Fine. Thank you. Wrong holidays coming. Okay? Let's talk about if she sees 12 days. So what could the 12 days be? In theory, what is the smallest number of days she might possibly need for Pesach Nidasa? She bled 12 days?
6.
Smallest possible. We're not going to opt for that. 6. Right? Because 12, let's say the first of the 12 days is Nida. Oh, no, sorry. Someone is right. It's 7. One second. Hold on. Which is
there?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. You're going to have three before three.
Whoever said 7 is correct. I apologize.
You're either going to have 3 before Nida or 3 after Nida.
Hold on. What did we say? 12 again? Oh, no. Yeah. 12 again. No.
No.
If it was 12, the minimum would be 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, because if she began 12 with that, as a Nida, she requires Shiva Nikia.
Yeah.
If she had one day before,
if it was
day 18, and then 1 through 11, she still requires, she requires 7 anyway.
Once
7 to get to 18, or 7 because of Shiva Nikim.
Once you get to 12, you're automatically a Zelva Gedola at some point.
Correct. You're either 12, you're automatically a Zelva Gedola.
The first 3 and the last.
And even if it were 17 and 18, and then 1, I'm going to do it this way, 1 through 7, and then 8 through 10, she's a Zelva Gedola. So what's her Pesach here? Wrong.
Eight.
Why 8?
Because
you need to get to 18. This is the one trap case. You need to get to 18. You're right, Yudi. She becomes, her Shiva Nikim will be 11 through 17, right? But she's still not out of the 18. And therefore you're never going to have...
So she's still considered a Zava that day, even though she's had 7 clean days?
No. She's still be Meizivasa, but she's Meiziva, but she's Tahara now. Okay, and then finally the Gemara says that once it's 13 days, she's a Zelva Gedola. And at this point, you know that either she was a Zelva Gedola from the start, or even if you had 2 days before, you know it took her day 8 through 11, in which case even if she gets Shiva Nikim, then it's days 12 through 18, that we only need these 7. We need the Shiva Nikim will be the 7 days to get you to the Pesach Nida.
Why don't we assume she just started bleeding in Yemei Nida?
What?
Or does that not make a difference?
Well, it doesn't matter. If she started bleeding in Nida, she still requires Shiva Nikim. Right? Because if she bleeds 12 or 13 days straight, beginning with her Nida, she's a Zava. These first 7 days make her a Nida, but then she's supposed to stop bleeding. She bleeds another 6 days, even after the first 3 of them, she's a Zava Gadol. Got it?
Yes.
Yehuda?
Does this ever happen? Does it bleed like 15 days?
So the answer to that question is probably, under normal circumstances, no. I once heard Rabbi Tendler say, and I'm not sure how one would really classify this, but I never followed up. The only time he ever saw a case of real Zava Gedola was a woman who had, I think, uterine cancer. However, I will tell you it's actually probably not totally... Let me say the following. We haven't learned about this yet. We're going to learn about Ksamim. But there are certainly situations where women, particularly in the presence of hormones, or more specifically an IUD with hormones, the Marina IUD, who may get extended spotting and small amounts of bleeding, which could continue beyond that. That's sort of an interesting case. But you have to figure out whether that bleeding is a real Ria Doraisa or it's Ksamim. You know, that's a case to be discussed. So under ordinary circumstances, you're not going to have this. Right? It would be highly unusual. There would be, again, if this is your scenario, as someone said before, please call a doctor. Okay? Okay, Yossi?
I think this is obvious. I just want to make sure I get it. The reason why the Rambam can't work with this mission is because it's impossible to kind of get out of the woods.
Correct, because no matter how many days you're clean, you still don't know where, because 7-11 is automatic. See, for the Ramban, where there's a reset button every cycle, meaning once you get beyond the 18, you're sort of in a holding period until you see the next time. So I understand, you're trying to make sure that you've gotten out of the 18, which either through Shiva Nikim or because you got 7-11 in, and then the next time she bleeds will be Tchilas Nida, will be a Pesach Nida. Okay, the Gemara just comments in here, by the way. Amar Lei, the fourth line from the end of the in the printout. Amar Lei, Ravada Barav, Rava Laman Nikulehai, Timnei Shiva Vatishri. Why does she need 17 or more, or 13 or 4, whatever it is? It should be enough to have Shiva Nikim. and she should be muteres. So Amar Lei, Rabba responded, yeah, litakune mido pisal karmina. You're right. To be Torah Labayla, Shimon Akim always works, which is what we do lemaisa. But if you want to talk about establishing a new Pesach Nida, there you need 17. Zach?
The word Pesach here is like a common word that refers to when a woman's Nida cycle starts.
Pesach means the opening or the beginning. So when you have...
Is that like a phrase that's commonly used by Chazal that means Pesach Nida is a phrase that...
That is their expression. Right? Kinemu Pesach Nida,
hein hein gufei Torah. Okay, there you go. So then, presumably, Rav Avraham Bar Abba had the Mishnah in Pesach, the Torah, and the Brisa says Pascha Shilasa. What did he think this is talking about?
You know, did he think, you know, Pesach of Heter or something like that? I don't know. By the way, also, he may not be responding to the Mishnah. He may be responding to the Brisa.
But also it says...
It does say Yasar Shivasar, but he may be responding to the Brisa's language. Right. Okay, your question's a fair question. I would more likely... I don't know if this is, you know, impolitic or improper to say, that he wasn't sort of thinking carefully when he asked the question. In other words, many of you asked the question also. Now, I'm not suggesting that we're all on the level of Adar Brava, but the point is, for a moment, because you know that there are other issues involved as well, and you get so focused on, one second, but why isn't Shimon Akim enough? The answer is, oops, I forgot. It's about Pesach Nida.
That's what Adar Brava getting back here.
What's that? You know that's my theology, right? Okay. I've done a lot worse things, I think, than that. Okay. Or should they better say, that should be the worst thing I've ever done to anybody. Okay. Then, one other interesting case, one other interesting comment here. I'm not going to read the Gemara, but I'll just give you the maskana of the Gemara. We don't have the issue of a Zava bringing a karban, but obviously a real Zava has to bring a karban. The question is, what does she do in this case? So the Gemara says that she brings a chatas and it's not nechal. Now, a Zava brings a pair of birds. Birds can only be either a chatas oaf or an olas an oaf. The problem, as some of you may know, is that you're normally not allowed to bring a chatas misachin. Why? It's chulin bazara. So the question is, so not only can you not eat it, but you can't even bring it. So the answer here is that by birds are a different story. Why? Because the prohibition is shchita chulin bazara. And you don't do shchita on a bird that's kachin. Any kohanim here? Can I see your thumbnails?
Nope.
Better start growing them. Okay? Malika is done by taking one's thumb and putting it through the back of the neck of the bird, severing the spine before you get to the simanim, before you get to the esophagus and the trachea. And, as you may know, some of you know in a little bit of shchita, if you break the mafrekes before you get to the simanim, the animal is in the vela, worse than a trefa in that sense, and shchita in the simanim is meaningless because the animal's dead already. Therefore, Malika really should have been in a vela, so much so that it prompts the Gemara and Yevamos to have a discussion whether or not a zar who eats chatas ha'of of kachim, whether in addition to being a zar eating kachim, whether he also has violated the isser of nevela. Because really, it's a nevela except for tzigzeres hakasa that the kohanim eat it. So, malikas chulim, there is no isser malikas chulim azar, it's only shchitas chulim azar. Therefore, since a chatas ha'of only requires malika, and only has malika, therefore you can bring it misafek. However, the kohanim cannot eat it, because if in fact the woman was not chayevis to bring a chatas ha'of, then the hektesh is not chal, and then it means it's a chulim bird that you killed. Instead, you didn't do a shchit on it, therefore it would be nevela, nevla sa'of. Therefore, they can bring it to do what to solve the kapara problem, they can catch him hence to forth, but the kohanim can't eat it unless it's a vadai. Okay, I think the Gemara says, right, once you get to 12?
12 and 13, yeah.
12 and 13, she's vadai azava. You know, the only question is, was it on the front end or the back end? And therefore, that chatas is she's mevi of an echal, but any of the other amounts, any fewer than 11 days or fewer, she's not vadai azava, because 11 days could have been two of the previous cycle, day 17 and 18, Shiva Shemenida, and day 8 and 9, which would not make her a Zava Gedola, and therefore she does not require, she doesn't bring Karbanos. The Mishnah in Megillah says, Ein Bein Zava Gedola La Zava Ketana, and Shiva Nikiyim. Right. I don't know where the term Zava Ketana comes from, but it's used in the Mishnah there. It's either called Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom or Zava Ketana. Taron?
Actual question.
Mm-hmm.
if she bleeds from the Zika, let's say for like 5 days, she has to count 2 more days or 7 days after the violence?
Shiva Nikia, 7 clean days after the fight. Yeah. Okay, fine. So now, yes, Alex.
Why is only Shpita
Because what you have to remember, what is the makor? What is the? Some say shchita chum that chum bazar is only the rabbanon. But what is the makor? The makor is, I can't remember the drush, I can't remember the pasuk it's based upon. Berichok makom atazoveach ve'atazoveach bekirav makom kirchak mimcha hamakom datadat v'zavachta. So it's only zvicha. Malika is not called zvicha. Shchitas of chulin bazara would probably be asir, but malikas of chulin is not asir. It's just killing a bird. Jeremy.
So every single time malika is done, it's always great to not break it first.
Yeah. In fact, you can do shchita. The Mishnah chulin and the Gemara chulin points, and you can do shchita on a bird from the back of the neck. I haven't handled chickens to really know how to do this. If you can sort of bend the neck so you get the simanim behind the mafrekes, that's fine. The definition of shchita is cutting the simanim. The reason if you shech from the back of the neck normally, it's nevela, is because you kill it before you get to the simanim, because cutting the mafrekes renders it dead. Right? A severed spinal cord at the neck, or a severed neck certainly, is automatic definition of death. Physical decapitation, kule amamoda, is dead. So, despite the fact that they apparently took a sheep, cut off the head, but sewed the blood vessels up and kept the heart pumping a while. So,
that sounds nice.
I think that's what persuaded Rosh Shlomo Zalman that you couldn't adopt, is that physiological decapitation had to be reckoned with. He didn't rule, I think he held that brain death was dead, but he held the standard for brain death is much higher than we hold it. In other words, it had to be not only the brain stem, but even the hormonal activity, the hypothalamus, I think.
It wasn't just that they kept the sheep alive, that they were able
to give it, to give birth, I think. Yeah. Right, but according to halacha, that as soon as nechtach rosho, he's dead, no matter what the body is doing. So anyway, you learn interesting tidbits. By malika, I don't know if you could twist. I don't know what then would be if you twisted the siman to behind and then malika from the front. But the Mishnah Chulin says that akasha b'malika pasul b'shchita, akasha b'shchita pasul b'malika. Yes, Akiva. But I don't want to go any further on that topic. We're done with that. So we're coming back to this. Is a question on this or on that?
It was just a question about
Shkita
in general.
No questions about Shkita. Okay, done. You'll ask me after Shir or on Sunday or Monday. Okay. All right. Now let's take a look at the Rambam. So I'm going to try to read quickly here. Stop me if you... I'm going to read the Rambam's presentation. Let's read the Rambam already in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, you presume what? Unless you have kashas on the parish of Shnites. What? Yeah, I'm going to go to the Mishnah Torah already. Okay, the Rama writes. I'm sorry?
Are they the same?
Yes, I think so. In Arachin, the original version was slightly different. Well, not slightly, was different. All right, Halacha Aleph. Dama Nida v'dama Zava v'dama Koshi v'dama Yoladis v'dama Tawar. So you know what Dam Nida is? Even according to the Rambam, you know what it is, dam zava. Dam koshi is blood when a woman starts in labor. She may not give birth for a while. It's a discussion of how long it can be called dam koshi. And it's how many days before the birth. That's mishnayis and nida. Dam yoledes is the postpartum bleeding. And dam toar is the postpartum bleeding, but either after 7 or after 14 days for zachar and nekeva, respectively. The Rambam says, kulo dam echadu umen amakarhu. It's all the same dam. It all comes from the uterus. Umayan echadu. It's the same process of bleeding. Here, some of you came to me wanted to say a pshetel here because you have to know the Gemara first to know what the Rambam is referencing. There's a machlokas rab and levi. When a woman, the difference between dam yoledes and dam toar, why is one tamei, one tahor? So one shita says because it's two mayanos. It comes from different sources. The other shita says it's mayan echad, but the Torah is xeris hakasuv. Biologically speaking, it's certainly mayan echad and xeris hakasuv here. And the Rambam is pasking that way as well, not for that reason, but it's the maskana of the Gemara. And that's when he means mayan echad. What's an afkamina? You ask me, what's an afkamina? It's xeris hakasuv. And the afkamina is if a woman starts is bleeding. I mean, again, a postpartum woman is not bleeding every minute. It's not like she's typically, you know, after usually the bleeding starts to taper off. But let's say she has a somewhat continuous flow at the end of day 7 and it goes into the night of the 8th. If you hold that it's mayan echad, it's not a problem. It's still the dam that comes at night is tahor. Because, Torah was metame, and now the Torah is metare. But if you believe that the reason why Dam Toar is Tahar, in terms of Nida, is because of its Tumayana, so if she was bleeding contiguously from the end of the seventh day into the eighth day, it means the first Mayan hasn't shut off yet, and therefore the Dam is still Tame. Okay. Anyway, so that's what the Ram means when he says Umayan Echad. Vizmanim Bilvad Hushi Ishtan Adina. The only difference in terms of how you label blood is based upon the time. Timing is everything. V'tia roa dam zo tahora v'zo nida v'zo zavet. That's all. Ketzad, k'shetira isha dam t'chila o k'shetira b'shas vesta. Again, this, Sam, this is a line to add into your thing, but I don't know what this means. If she sees dam initially, the first time, or b'shas vesta, v'hua eisha kava l'nidasa, ha'reze nida kol shiva sayamim, bein rasa kol shiva bein shalo rasa elatiba rishona bovad. Rasa dam bayom ha'shmini, if she sees blood on the eighth day, ha'reze dam ziva meishu below es nidasa. It's a little bit tautological there, right? In other words, any blood she sees in the times between one nida and the next nida is dam ziva, and halachah mishmini can't have 11 days, so it's really not bein nida l'nida, it's any blood in those 11 days. All right, then, kol shivas hayam shenikva la veses betchilasan, Hein hanikran yemei nidasa. Bein rasa bandam, bein la rasa bandam. Umnei ma nikran yemei nida, mimnei shem ruim la nida, v'chodam shu debrahem dam nida yichashi. Now right now when the Rambam says bein rasa bandam, bein la rasa, what does he mean here? Zach? Be careful. How many days, when he says bein rasa, bein la rasa, what does bein la rasa mean? She doesn't see blood in during how many days, Yehuda? No. Right now the Rambam is talking about if she sees dam, okay? She's nikva la vesis betchilasa. I agree that ultimately that will be the din, but right now, when he says bein rasa bandam asodam, he means it doesn't matter whether you see the rest of the six, the other six, or not. I know that will hold true even later. Dina, you're right, but I don't think that's what he means yet. He hasn't gotten there. It means that when she's kobe adam, meaning the first day starts nida, it doesn't matter whether she bleeds for a moment or she bleeds all 7 days. That's what the rest of the other 6 days, bein rasa, bein la rasa, is called yimei nida.
That's just a normal shita of...
Everybody agrees to that. Nobody would disagree. Then, the whole...
But that's a straight redundancy from halacha bet. Of bein rata kol shiva bein shalo rata elatipo rishona.
But one second, hold on. B'chol acharas, maybe I'm wrong, but my thinking is right now he's still the first seven. B'chol acharas yom she'achar shiva hein anikraim yimei zivasa bein rasa ben damein lo rasa v'lama nikrin yimei ziva meishen ruyim leziva b'chol dam shetir ben dan ziva yichoshen v'zoy v'shnei shemas eile shen yinei yidasa yimei zivasa. So far he hasn't gone to the 7-11 yet. Now is where he starts. Now, by the way, notice that there's a little bit of a stira here between halacha beis and halacha vav. Because in beis he said, ketzat kishetira isha dam tchila. But here he says, kol yimei isha miyom shei kava la veses, which, by the way, makes the problem worse. Right? Because the veses could be 20 days or 24 days. Right? And then this pattern doesn't hold if he really held like the Ramban in those cases, right? So it makes it a little worse. But kol yimei isha miyom shei kava la veses ad shetamas o ad shei akir aveses liyom acher. And then that's a crucial line, but I don't know what it means in terms of its application. Tisbar la'olam shiva mitchilas yom aveses v'acharein acharasar v'acharein shiva v'acharein acharasar v'tizoher b'minyan kedei sheteida de'ei shetira dam im b'mei nida rasa o b'mei ziva. See, there, he leaves out that particular Tanai. I'm not saying he's ignoring it, but it's interesting. I'll tell you what I would have liked to have said for the Rambam, but I don't think he means this. And I don't think this is correct. But you could say that if a woman has a veses kavua, no, I don't even want to say it, forget it. Okay, Judah.
I think halacha was halacha dalet.
Yeah.
I think it's the chiddush there is that he's talking about within the veses. It's not just if she bleeds
one day, you know, even just for one moment, she's then she's needed for the seven. But even if she's considered needed during her vesting specifically, even. So it's not just about
But it's only if she bled, if she's actually Nida.
You're reading Bin Ratav and Damas from the second day on?
That's what I want to read. I mean, ultimately the Rambam, I think, will agree that in subsequent Nida periods it doesn't matter that she bleeds at all or not. The only difference of whether she bleeds at all is will she be Asura Mishra Nida or not Asura Mishra Nida. But if were she to bleed, that would be considered Gam Nida.
Sounds like your reading sounds a little bit of a stretch.
Okay. But I'll tell you why, because you said, Kol Veses. The only way you get a Veses B'Tchilasan is by bleeding.
But
then subsequently,
Beirantav sounds like a pause to that.
Okay. It doesn't really matter. But I'm not going to fight over that, because it doesn't really matter. Zach, and then Yehuda?
What do you want to say that Shikavalon Veses Does that not mean that that's the first time she sees blood and that's when she starts?
Well, no, firstly, you can't be Kovea Veses, if the Rama means the term literally in its technical terminology, until you've had three Re'eos at least.
That's the technical term of Kovea Veses.
Yeah.
Which presumably he's going to do
it. A Veses Kabua versus a Veses Shena Kabua requires three or four Re'eos, depending on whether or not it's a day of the month or it's an interval. In order to have three intervals of equal time, you need four Re'eos. You need the bookends. To have three times, to always be bleeding on the 15th day of the month, three Re'eos is enough.
So particularly technical thing.
That's what Yikavala, I believe. Yikavala
Vesa. But he's not using it that way?
What?
But he's not using it that way.
Well, he is. The question is, what do you do with the previous two?
Okay.
That's why it's so difficult.
Well, because I would have said, without knowing that, I guess I would have said that it just means that if you translate literally, it means that
There's a din called Prishas Haveses, which means that a day that the woman expects her period, I'm going to say either 12 or 24 hours, say 12-hour period for the moment, in which she expects to get her period based upon previous intervals, previous days of the month. So there's an Isser, Behiz Artemis, B'nai Yisomi Tomasam, they're not allowed to have Tashmish. Okay? When you have a woman who has a Veses Kavua, she's had it three times, three intervals for Re'eos, or three times a day of the month, that's called a Veses Kavua. And in order to be Oker that, she has to miss it three times. If you have a woman who only, let's say, initially every 28 days it used to be, and now all of a sudden she skipped to 29, 29 is a Veses Shena Kavua, it only requires one time to uproot it. She's Choshesh for it, only once. And if it repeats, she's still Choshesh for it once. If it repeats a third time, it's now her new Veses Kavua. And that is a whole siman. It's one of the longer simanim nida, probably in total the most difficult siman. Not so hard, but some of the pieces are a little difficult in there. Our best siman kuf pei tes, I think.
Okay, fine. I just want to say that the Rambam, according to his parshas, the way you explain it, is that he has a kavua veses, even though there's no bleeding, even though she bleeds every time on a different day, even though she has a kavua veses.
Rabbi, that can't be.
But it would.
He wouldn't say that she yikavala veses.
It doesn't mean a technical term of kavala veses, which means it's the same day every time.
So why does he use nikvala veses? Why use those words? Just say if she bled.
For the first time now starting a cycle of 7 and 11. Which she's not going to
one bleeding should do the trick there, right? As he says earlier. Halachabes ketzach kishitera isha dam chila. Question is, what does he mean, O Kishit Terebishas Vesta? I don't know. Okay, then Halacha Zayin. Yes, I'm sorry, Yehuda. Yeah.
How long does she usher to her husband, according to you? Does she bleed just one day in the middle of the seventh?
Six more days from that day.
She does it 6 more days, not for 3 days.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Halacha Zayin. Isha Shirasa Dam Bimezi Vasa, Yomechad Bovad Obezium, and Zechar Ze, Nikres Zavakitana, or Vinikres Shomer Serum Kedeged Yom, Vim Rasa Gimel Yom, and Zechar Ze, Kushalayim, Zechar Ze, 3 consecutive days. To be distinguished from a Zav who doesn't need 3 consecutive days, he just needs 3 Re'eos within 3 days without skipping a day, but it could be 3 Re'eos on 1 day, or 2 Re'eos on 1 day, and a third on the next day. A Zava Gadola requires Gimel Yamim, but it must be Zeh Achar Zeh Lafuke from the Shita of Sadyagon, who said that the Shlosha Yamim don't have to be Ritzufim. I don't know how many times Tosfos quotes Sadyagon, but on the top of the Dal Alaf, he quotes the points out that Gemara is explicitly against Sadyagon. The Ramban at the end also says, after dismissing the Rambam Shita, he says Sadyagon also, like he doesn't know what's going on here. Alzos Yidvu Kol Advuyim. So the Rambam says 3 days. Okay. Let's read this anyway. I told you this already. These are basic dinim, but you'll see them again in the Torah, but you should just know what the dindarais is. Keita. Rasa dambi mezivasa. If she sees, you pick a day in your meziva. Pick a day, Donnie. What, pick a day. What day? Pick a day any day.
Be mezivasa.
Pick a day and an 18-day cycle. Okay. 13. Day 13. She bleeds on day 13. It doesn't matter whether it's the night before, on day 13. So the Rambam says, Bein shirasa betchilas alayla, which is the night after the 12th. Bein shirasa besof hayom, the end of day 13. Harei oso hayom kulo tame. Doesn't matter. She's asura that day. She's tame that day, period. Uch'ilo lo pasak adam e'en shirasa at sheshaka achama. It's like she's bleeding all day for all halachic intents and purposes. Then, u'mishameres kol alayla, she must watch the whole night to make sure she doesn't bleed. V'imol rasa klum balayla mashkemes lamachar, v'tovelas achar shetanei tzachama u'mishameres kol hayom. Mixasayom kekula, she waits till after neitzachama l'chatchila, b'diavad, according to the Mishnah in Megillah, v'kulon she'asur misha'o al-mashachar, ar yatza, so if she went to the mikveh before neitz, but after alos ha'shachar, so that's considered mixasayom kekula. Imol rasa klum harese yom echator, I'm sorry, im lo rasa klum harese yom echator, there's a machlokas, and you'll see in the Beis Yosef, he suggests whether or not midaraisa she's mutter to have bia during the day after going to the mikvah or not. The reason why she's certainly not allowed to, whether it's the raisa or the rabbanan, is because should she bleed later in the day, it'll turn out that she has 2 days of ziva consecutive, and both days are considered completely tamid. It's not a problem when a woman has tashmish with her husband, let's say, the beginning of the night of the 13th, and then for the first time during Ziva, bleeds afterwards. We don't say that the tumah starts l'mafreir from the beginning of the day, even though the Rambam says it's like she's bleeding all day. Well, he doesn't say that, actually. He says it's like she's bleeding from the time she first bleeds until atshashaka chama. But if a woman has bled on 2 consecutive days, she is considered bleeding from the time she first sees the blood until shkiyas achama of the second day, which means if she went to the mikveh early in the morning on the second day, and then has tashmish with her husband, and then bleeds later in the day, the bleeding now covers l'mafreya from the first time she bled. The 2 days bond together, and it's 2 days of complete re'iyah.
Which is why it's asur for him.
Which is why, either midrabanan or midaraisa, it's asur for tahabiyah. It's Russian roulette. The Beis Yosef quotes a suggestion that in that case, because you're already on the parak of Safek, it's asur min ha-Torah.
Wait, so that's the second day?
On the second day, right? The second day is the first time she can go to the mikveh. But even though we let her go to the mikveh during the day, minat Torah, when she's not allowed to have tashmish, the raisa, the rabban, on the rest of the day until laila. Because if she then bleeds balaila, that's a new ri'iyah. Because she bled day 13, she was clean day 14, she's bleeding day 15, so what? Okay, because days for ziva have to be consecutive,
sir? Can you tell me why exactly the
one
who
wants to mention gets a comma? Because mixas halaila doesn't count for sfira. You don't say that if she bled sometime on day 13, the beginning of the night is called mixas yom kekula. There is a...
Meaning the chama is the earliest.
Correct. She can go any time during the day.
Best time is not...
Correct.
Better off really doing
that. Right. Then the key nakuda is that you don't say mixas sfira doesn't count mixas hayom kekula by laila. You should know by Hilchos Avelos, by the way, by the Dinim of Shiva, we say mixas yom kekula, which is why people get up, you know, after Shacharis, you know, during the morning, but there is a machlokas arishonim. There are rishonim who say that mixas halayla counts as well. The Rashbam and a couple of others say that way. So we generally machmir for the other shita, but some actually suggest, if I'm not mistaken, that balayla, Talmud Torah is mutter, because you don't want to be machmir, the mechumra is a kula, and if a bayal is chayav ba'onas ishto, if I'm not mistaken, you have to check, but I believe the Pesachei Shuvah quotes those who say that if Onas Ishto arrived, so to not have Tashmish at night, when some Rishonim hold really, say, makes it seem kakul, and there's no evidence from the Gemara that you don't, then in fact you're being makil by not doing the mitzvah that you mechuyev to do. So some of the Acharonim, I think, suggest that the mitzvah, certain things that are kulos to be machmir on, we say makes it seem kula by Laila as well. Did any of you do Avelis with me in Junban? Do you remember this particular shoe? I think that's what they say. Okay. Anyway, so by Zava Kitana, and Zava Gadol for that matter, Mixas Hayom Kekulo does not apply Balayla. You need to get to the day, which is Lachatchila Neitzachama B'Di'evad Alos HaShachet. Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Ras Adam Gam B'Yom HaSheni B'Yom B'Leilo B'Yom B'Yomo Achar Shetav L'Areihom HaSheni Tamei U'Meshameres Kol Lo Shlishim L'Rasa Mashkemes L'Mocha V'Tavelas Achar Shetav Neitzachama U'Meshameres Kol Hayom Im L'Rasa Klum HaRezei Yom Echa Tar Keneged Shnei Yom Matmeim Umeteres Lavaila La Erev. Fine, that's consistent. However, Ras Adam Gamba Shlishi, Baimbi Yama Baimba Leila Horaza Savagdola, Tri Halispar Shivayam and Tahorim, Bilodam, Shinema Safra La Shivas Yamim, Vitoveles Bayoma Shri Achar Hanetzachama, same procedure as by a Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, except that it took you 7 days to get there. Vareim Uteres Lavaila La Erev, Uvayama Shri Mevia Karbana, Base Torah, Obeis Benayona. Now, let me just explain a couple of nekudos. Danny, question? Is that your hand or is that... I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Just to clarify, so bottom line for Nina, you said that even if it's a Yom Kippur, doesn't mind, right? So for sure, if it's a Yom Kippur, doesn't mind.
By Nida?
Yeah.
By Nida, yes. By Nida, it's 7 full days, although at the beginning of Nida, we say Mixas Yom Kippur. In the opposite direction. In other words, if she bleeds on Sunday, right, it doesn't matter if she bled after right after Abdullah, or she bled at 5:30 in the afternoon and Shkia was 5:31. That's the first day of Nida, even though if she only bleeding only began part of the day, and then she needs 6 more full days.
So there's really no discussion now between the
No, because once Leil Shemini comes, she's outside of the 7 days. She goes to the mikvah. Yeah. Okay.
So if she would have bleed, okay. So why are we even bringing that up, though?
I just want, I'm commenting a contrast by Ziva. We don't say mixtus halayla is considered kiyom. By Avelos, some hold that you do.
Yeah, we did do that in Avelos. We did.
What?
We did do that in Avelos.
Okay. Yeah. See. She's asur labayla, but that's a question whether it's the raisa or the rabbanon. Right, because the fear is that she'll be roa later and be soser the day that she counted.
If that would happen, that would be a
problem. Yes, they would be chayav achatas even midaraisa. Yehuda?
So it's retroactively also deraita, for sure.
Right, so the question is, since that possibility is very real, is it already also to be machnes atzmo l'safik?
Another question I have is,
No, you have to bring karbanos.
But why do you bring chatas?
Okay, so why does Yoledes bring chatas?
That's also hard.
So maybe the assumption is that Yoledes is harder to answer. By Zava, you could answer. The Torah, I'm going to, I should have Ari Lam here. Ari would studied, he's been asking me questions all year about karbanos, what he's studying at Princeton. So a chatas is a purifying karban. It's not clear that all chatos are actually for sin. Let me frame it that way. That's probably Pshuta Shemikra. And what a chatas is purifying is an interesting question. Is a chatas purifying the sinner or is it purifying the mikdash? And those two might not be as separate as you think. Okay, so I'll leave it at that. I know that's a little enigmatic, but a chatas may not be only alachet. The same question, by the way, appears by Nazir, which is, the chibbe'ezen efesh chata. Right? But the chatas, by the way, is not brought for a Nazir Tameh. It's brought for a Nazir Tahar. Right, the asham is by a nazir tame. So, al pshuta shemikra, achatas is not always alachet. Okay, Jacob.
In alacha you mentioned that if she sees it a second day after shetavla, it doesn't matter if after the mikvah or before the mikvah.
Makes no difference.
Would she ever have to keep 2 days of shemir?
No. So that point is 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 7. It's not exactly a Fibonacci sequence. Not sure what it is. Okay. Anyway. Fine. I'm waiting. Moshe Capella is probably going to write an article something explaining the math. I'm just kidding. Mathematical significance of that. I think it's just that Shezava Katana requires one day. I mean, you're right. The term Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom could have implied, right? Now, but you ask a good question, which allows me a segue into the next question. Why do you require, why is it that you only require one day for the two? Why don't, if it's Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, two bleeding days, two clean days for you. Why one? So one could have intuited, very good, that the purpose of the Shmiras Yom Keneged Yom is really to ensure that she doesn't become a Zava Gadola. And if you have a full clean day in between, then they're not contiguous, not a problem. Now that's a point that could be debated. I don't want to go into that right now, but I want to raise the next question. What if a woman bleeds on the 11th day of the Achar Seyum, day 18?
That was a Gemara Nida.
I know. It's a Gemara I'm going to give you at the end of the Masechta. Yes, it's the Mishnayos at the end of the Masechta, right at the end. The Gemara quotes a little piece of it in the Ndalad, but the Mishnayos are at the end of the Masechta. We're going to have to do that sugi. You're going to do that sugi as part of Kufpei Gimel. And everybody agrees, I'm sorry, Beis Hillel says that Yom Yud Aleph does not require Min HaTorah Shmiras Yom Keneged Yom. Now, why? Wrong. Why is that? But give me a better answer than that. And I'll prove to you that you're wrong in a moment.
Well,
Reish Lakish might agree with you, by the way, but Rabbi Yochanan certainly would disagree with you. Correct. And that's a machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan certainly disagrees with you. Yitzi, you going to say something? What would the reason be? The reason's easy, I think, on some level. No, I don't know. Well, the Gemara doesn't say that. The answer would be is that Shmiras Yom Keneged Yom is only Shayach B'Meziva. And if she roa on the 11th of the 11 days, Beinida Lanida, the next day is Beinida already. At that point, you know, now, it still may be related. The point is there's no connection. I would say the following, not because she can't become a Zav Gedola, but because there's no connection between the 2 days anymore.
But if you're someone like the Rambam, would that be, like the Rambam says that you need to carry over, the count can carry over to Beinida, no? So, like, why should that matter?
I don't know. I can't answer that. Okay. Now, day 10, 1 second, sorry. Day 10, the issue with day 10 is that when it comes to day 10, as Machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish seems to believe that since you can't become a Zava Gedola, there's no din for Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. And Rabbi Yochanan says, absolutely, you need to be Shomer the 11th day. Now, here's the really interesting case. What happens if she sees day 10 and day 11 consecutively? What is the din according to Rabbi Yochanan? Does she have to be Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom on the first day of the next cycle? So that, if you look on the Shachta and Tyre in the Gemara, Daphne Dal and Alf, that seems to be a machlokas in effect. Well, one of the Amoraim asked the Kasha, and the other Amoras, the Gemara asked the question, and the Gemara's Teretz was that no. There's the Gemara thought, based upon the fact that the Tashmish is prohibited the night of the 19th, that Hareza Gargaron in the Mishnah means Aser. And the Gemara's Teretz was no. You know when Gargaron in the Mishnah might be Mutter? Gargaron in the Mishnah might be mutter if she only bled on the 11th day. But if she bled on the 10th and 11th day, then even though she can't become a Zava Gedola, you still require Shmiras one day Tahar for the day she bled day 10, which is very bizarre. Because normally we think Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, it has to be the day after you bleed. But the suggestion the Gemara is making there is that Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom could be that they have to pay into the bank. If she bled on day 10, she's got to pay a clean day back before she's in the Teres Levila.
And Reish Lakish would disagree with that.
Talvachomer. He says on day 10 you don't even have to keep day 11.
But even if it's 2 days...
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Zach?
What would be the, I guess, logical underpinnings or basis for saying that the reason... like what you just said,
I have no idea. It's a good... I formulated the question that way, suggesting what Rabbi Yochanan is holding, but I don't quite understand why that should be. I would have thought that even Rabbi Yochanan...
The Torah seems to point to the fact that it's all about whether or not she's going to be on the Zohar Gedola.
I wouldn't formulate it that way. I understand Rabbi Yochanan Shita that if she bleeds day 10, Bimei Ziva, she requires Yom Keneged Yom, right? Even though she can't become a Zava Gedola. But...
Wait, why
Yeah, in other words, because if he bleeds the next day, it's 2 days continuous. It's all bleeding, right? The Rambam formulated that way, that it's like she bled from the time she actually saw the blood until Atshe Shaka
Hama. If she bleeds on day 10,
yeah.
Why shouldn't she be allowed on the next day?
Because she might, if she bleeds again then, it's 2 days of bleeding consecutive without a tar, without tar in between.
If she bleeds on day 11, she's allowed the next day.
Yes, because she's now outside of the Yidalf Yom in Shemini Nelida. And Shemiras Yom Keneged Yom is only relevant Bimei Ziba. The kash I had is why would Rabbi Yochanan say that if she bled day 10 and day 11, that she requires Shemiras Yom Keneged day 10? I don't know. That's the part that I thought was just odd. I set it up when I formulated it that way, but I don't know what the answer is.
Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would think if she bled on day 8 of the next cycle, she'd be Zav Gadolah.
What is your name, Sadyagon?
No, because you think of time too late.
Only in the Rambam's world. Right? Only in the Rambam's world. You've been focused a little too much time in the Rambam. I don't think that's the case, but... Okay, it's an inversion of the Rambam Shita, you know, that if bleeding Bimei Nida isn't so said the Shivan Akiyam count, so you now want to have bleeding bridge over on the other side of Bimei Nida. I don't think so, but okay. Fine. Okay, so on Sunday, I God willing, I think on Sunday, actually this Sunday, I should be here actually early in the morning. I haven't resumed teaching KJ. So we will pick up, and I'd like to get through the Ramban. I don't want to spend another more than maximal Monday on this particular aspect, and I think we will have beaten it sufficiently to death. Any of you wish to have further meetings, sit down. I'm not done.
Putting my knapsack on.
I sit down. Everybody sit down. We're not going anywhere because I'm not finished. Anyway, so we will resume. We will resume then. Okay, Danny, do you want me to split it?
Just
to do, take care of it, and then there is, but just do it.
Delete this part from the.
Yeah, is there any way to edit all this stuff out?
No.
Or just put them all in there.